Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now. Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris.
I'm just going to get after this already.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we mean that. And if you are listening to this episode, you are in for a treat.
So are we.
Yeah. Let's wait for it. Dramatic pause. Oh.
Sorry, I was just trying to make sure it didn't like explode.
I wanted the pop.
Sorry, bud.
So the beer that we're going to be drinking during the episode is one of the beers from What's in the Hype box. We had five beers left. The two BBA stouts, the two sours, and the one Helles from Bierstadt. On the podcast today, we are having which ones?
We are drinking the Oud Goose from a famous brewery called Dreyfontaine.
Very interesting. I'm very intrigued by said beer. So we'll be drinking that during the podcast. So that's great for us. But what's great for you, the listener, is that we are going to have a major announcement on the podcast today.
Yep, 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 yep.
I am incredibly excited about it. And I want to talk about it already, but I want to build the tension a little bit, build the drama a little bit.
Yeah.
We've got things we do on the podcast, right? It's not like we don't just jump right in and start talking immediately about our topic. No,
no, no,
no, no, no. We tell you that you can find us on Instagram.com/beersonus and you can DM us there.
This is a 2014 Dreyfontaine.
Personal pages at MikeLynch27 on Twitter is me. Patrick's at PDiddy085 on Instagram. And you can find the podcast most places you can find podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Radio.com, 1080thefan.com, Stitcher, Omni. And where you find us, please subscribe, rate, and review, because it helps us out. And download those episodes, because download numbers are apparently important. So give it a download, even if you haven't listened to it yet, and then it'll be on your phones when you are ready to listen to the episode. All right. Weekend beer for me. I'm already forgetting what I did.
So sexy.
Did I take a picture this week? Do you remember?
I think you did.
You did? Oh, I did.
I think you did.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I had a great weekend in beer. This is a great reminder. I went a little nutso on Saturday. I went to Market of Choice, which is becoming my new favorite supermarket to go get beer, because they have a ton of great selection.
Mm-hmm.
And I got six. Normally, I go three or four. And, you know, I just was walking around the area, and I was like, oh, I want this, oh, I want this, oh, I want this, oh, I want this. And I wound up with six. And I actually put one back at the end. I was like, okay, I'm not buying seven beer. I don't need seven. What am I doing? So I drank Von Ebert's Nothing Noble American IPA. I drank Culmination's West Coast Story, Block 15's Dark Matter Chocolate Porter, which I had had before, the Thunder Island After the Siesta Mexican Style Lager, the Brothers Cascadia Bold as Love Pacific Northwest IPA.
I've had that.
And Block 15's Intergalactic Hop Shop.
I've had that as well.
I will say this, not a bad beer in the bunch, not an average beer in the bunch.
Ooh, nice.
I had a really spectacular pickup of beer this Saturday. I want to say my favorite was actually the After the Siesta Mexican Style Lager from Thunder Island. That was a really good Mexican-style lager.
Look at that. How awesome is that? Thunder Island, which gave a follow on Instagram. We appreciate that.
And promoted us in a story, which is super cool.
So thank you. Shout out to Thunder Island. Look at that brewery, huh? Coming up.
That beer, when I had it, I was like, oh, I didn't see this last time, and I liked the beer we had last week. I was like, oh, let's do it. So good. And I really, really liked the Nothing Noble American IPA from Von Ebert as well. Those are probably my two highlights. But like I said, there wasn't even an average one in the bunch. Bold as Love from Brothers Cascadia was another great IPA from them. I like the Intergalactic Hop Shop a lot.
I was really surprised how much I enjoyed that one.
I was thinking it was going to be a little bit more. I think they talk about having galaxy hops in it. I think I was expecting it to be more hazy than like the Block 15 hazy, but it wasn't. It had a good bitterness to it.
And I thought I had remembered I must have been thinking of Story of the Ghost or something. I thought it was a much higher ABV, but it wasn't. It's like 6+, maybe 7. But I thought it was creeping into like the 8s. But no, I really liked that beer.
So that was my weekend beer. I've had the Dark Matter. Actually, out of those 6, the Dark Matter, the Chocolate Porter, was my least favorite. Still a great beer.
Interesting.
But I just, the other ones that I got were just dynamite. I was really happy with all the picks. I know we're in COVID, and I know people are canning and doing things unique and different, but the beer is still as great as it ever has been.
Awesome.
Look at that, people.
Yeah, look at that.
Are you feeling the suspense yet, guys? Do you want our major announcement?
But first, I'm going to tell you about my weekend beer.
We got time.
Tick, 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 tick. So my weekend beer, there wasn't much that I had in town that I was just kicking it with. Me and the lady did go out to Astoria.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yep, we went to Fort George where we had a little light lunch.
We were told that Fort George is great right now during COVID in terms of spacing and seating and all that kind of stuff.
And that is confirmed. It was excellent. I thought the service was great. They were very nice. We sat outside on the rooftop. Our reservation was for 2:30. They only allow you an hour and a half. We got there just kind of early because we got into town early and couldn't check into our place till 4. And we went early and we're like, I know we're early, we'll wait, but is there a table? They were like, yeah, your table's open. And they were so nice to us, and we were really nice to them that they let us stay till 4.
Oh.
So they gave us, since we were sat
early, extra half hour.
They still gave us our hour and a half from 2:30 to 4. So that was very nice. We had a very nice time. So thank you to the Fort George people. And then we also stopped, before dinner, we stopped for a beer, for a couple beers at North Jetty in Long Beach.
Oh, you
Long
went
Beach.
Across the bridge?
Went
yeah.
across the bridge, because we went across the bridge for dinner. And we,
I've never been over that way.
We stopped at North Jetty, which is just this cute little, you know, I don't want to say like shack, but it's this like cute little kind of beach house, basically right on the street that, kind of does all sorts of stuff. They got a tiny little patio in the back. We had between the two of us, I tasted 3 different IPAs. They were great. They were great.
I don't see a lot of North Jetty.
Yeah.
When I go looking on the shelves.
I don't know if they distribute into town.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen their red a couple of times, but I don't see a ton of it. So yeah, I'd be interested to go up there and see what it's about, because it's not that far from Astoria, right? How far of a drive across the bridge over there? Like 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes, something like that.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty.
Cool.
I mean, you get across the terrifying bridge. But it's really pretty.
Why is it terrifying? Because it's low to the water?
No, well, because
I know
it just goes really high,
and then it goes down.
Then it goes down. Yeah.
Are you a fearful of bridges?
Kind of.
You're not Bill Walton? I love bridges.
Well, that's excellent stuff.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff. Okay.
That's good stuff.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, kind of, I guess. You know, bridges kind of weird me out a little bit sometimes.
All right.
I find them beautiful. Like, the St. John's Bridge is one of the most beautiful things I can think of, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Next to my loving partner, of course.
Boom.
Got it.
Points in the bag.
Got it. but for some reason, some of those really, like, high-rising bridges, I went over the Longview Bridge as well on the way back, and I don't like that one either. But I don't, you know, like, Markham, Hawthorne.
On the way back? Why did you go all the way up to go?
Because it was actually faster.
Really?
Yeah. And I was going downtown. I was going to work. It was actually faster for me to cross at the Longview Bridge and take I-5.
That's strange.
Then follow 30.
That is, well, I mean, you could have also just scooted back down to 26.
Yeah, but.
Which might have been faster, too.
I don't know. Google Maps.
All right.
That's what they told me.
All right.
So I followed. Anyway, so I had a lovely time at North Jetty as well. I was very happy with their beers. And cool. I would highly recommend them if you're out there.
Cool. I'd love to go up there at
some
point.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot. The head brewmaster and owner, he's a former Bowie guy, and his wife runs the tap room. So it's just like awesome couple that...
I love that all of these newer breweries that are opening up, basically down the street from the person's original brewery. Former Freem guy opens Thunder Island in Cascade Locks. Former Bowie guy opens North Jetty up in Long Beach. It's like, oh, not going too far from the tree there.
Yeah, so that's about it. I can't think of anything I've really had. I'm going to go beer shopping today. I can't think of anything I've really had off the top of my head. Sure, why not?
All right.
Let's talk about this beer.
Big announcement after.
Let's talk about this Dre Fontaine.
So I've taken two sips. Boy, is it a sour.
And I find it so light and refreshing.
It is that first sip I was like, woo! There's the sour that you're looking for there. This is really interesting. There's an interesting funk in it that I'm not used to tasting in these types of beers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the style. I don't know anything about this style.
I don't know a whole lot about Goose either.
There is a interesting flavor I have not really experienced in beer in the middle there. But yeah, it is refreshing too, for sure.
Side note, I forgot to tell you, in my week in beer, I met the Messenger.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
The Messenger was in Slabtown,
mm-hmm.
asked to close out their tab. And I said, yeah, you got it. And they said, are you Patrick Harris? And that usually most of the time terrifies me. Like, I'm afraid it's like a cop. And it's like, finally, I found you. Here's an arrest warrant. You know, and you're like, ah! And I turned around. I said, yes. And he goes, oh, dang, I spoiled it. It's a he. He goes, I'm the Messenger. And I was like, you're the Messenger. And I already like closed him out. And I was like, dude, let me like buy you some beers. Can I send you home beers? He was like, no. It's all good. Me and my wife were just hanging out and just walked away. Just like ships parting in the night.
A mysterious figure walks up to the bar.
Yeah.
I'm the Messenger.
Yeah. My buddy Daryl, who's working the bar with me, he was like.
Fades into the background.
Yeah. He was like, what was that? And I was like, never mind.
All right. So tell me about this beer.
Okay. Sorry.
What am I drinking? It's sour and has an interesting funky flavor in there.
Dre Fontaine, their Oud Goose from 2014. Is a completely natural goose consisting of an assembly of 1, 2, and 3-year-old lambic aged in oak barrels.
Okay.
This goose is a natural, unfiltered beer after bottling for at least 6 months. Excuse me. It's quite bubbly.
You're not excused.
It's quite bubbly. Spontaneously fermented in the bottle. Oud Goose Dre Fontaine can be kept in a stable, cool cellar for 10 years after bottling date. The Oud Goose, which is kept, is softened in terms of acidity, but gets more complex taste notes. This vintage is widely regarded as one of the best of the decade for this brewery and my absolute favorite beers. This is from the Messenger.
Yeah.
Drink cold and let it warm, and the beer will continue to change as it gets warmer.
Ooh, okay.
Dre Fontaine is also the beer that I bought to crack on my 50th birthday.
Yeah, you said that.
$50 bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Messenger says this is his favorite.
Yeah.
Of the Drayfond, of the Oud Gooses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And apparently one of the best of the decades. They're a Belgian brewery.
And it's different aged lambics that are then aged again. 1, 2, and 3-year-old lambics aged in oak
barrels?
Blended,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is like all these guys do. They just make different varieties of these.
I have not tasted a beer that has even come close to resembling this.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my ignorance in describing what I'm tasting, because I've gotten better with enjoying sours. When I first moved here and I first even started doing the podcast, sours terrified me.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten better with it. And I talked about going to DeGarde that one time.
Mm-hmm. And actually having a really good time.
Yeah, and really enjoying the three different ones that I tried there. And that was like my reintroduction to like, oh, sours, okay, I get the palate for this. I don't understand what I'm tasting here, but I like it.
Well, good.
It's refreshing. It's got a little tartness to it. That whatever that flavor in the middle is, I don't know what to say to describe it, but it is unique. Maybe to the Oud Goose style, or mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it Oud Goose? Just the Goose style. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, maybe that's part of that style, but I like it. It's good.
I think one thing you're going to learn, and you know,
and it's
one thing.
6 years old.
And one thing that I'm going to have to, you know, really work hard and try to kind of wrap my head around it, because this world is a little unknown to me. I understand some of the like processes in terms of aging, blending, some wild yeast strains. But as far as the different styles go, I need a lot of work on that. But you'll find that this category, I wouldn't say it's quite like.
When you say this category, what do you mean?
Well, that's what I was getting into.
Okay.
Like this when the idea, so it's not like the difference between an ale and a lager sort of thing, but it's kind of in the sense that sour is this huge balloon of an umbrella over thousands of different little styles underneath it that all go different ways. You know, you have your lambics, your creeks, you know, you're just kind of your wild fermentation, your all these, your kettle sours, things like that. They're all over the place. So you'll find that some of those, some of this stuff you are really going to like, but you're also going to find some of this stuff you are not going to like. Like, I would be shocked if you enjoyed rare barrel beer.
Okay.
Those sours are like, strip the lacquer off your teeth, tart acidity. These are the kind of things that I like. Like, I like this Dre Fontaine stuff because the body, I don't find the body too heavy. They're usually pretty crisp and bubbly. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, the head retention on this beer is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And I get this, yeah, that like funky, that funk strain, a little barrel character, you know, a little wood.
I'm getting a really nice, at the back end, fruit pop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was taking kind of, it's fairly consistent sips and I've stopped now. And it's just sitting there on my tongue. It is very fruity.
Yeah.
And very welcoming. It's like, ooh. It's almost like this one, it makes you drink it slow because you like the flavor that's left after you take the sip. It's like, I'll just let that linger for a little bit. It's good.
The brewery at Dre Fontaine was installed in 98, but Dre Fontaine was founded in 1887 as a cafe and a word that I cannot pronounce, a place where goose is produced by blending old and new lambics acquired from other breweries. So this is a thing they used to do.
Okay, so the goose style houses. Is lambics that are being blended.
Sure.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Okay.
And so then it sounds like, so they've been blending these beers from other breweries for almost 100 years, for over 100 years, and then decided to start producing the base beer themselves as well.
It's almost like a cherry that's like sitting on my tongue a little bit. I was trying to figure out what fruit it was. I was like, strawberry? No. It's tartar than that. It's almost like, yeah, it's like a cherry. It's like a tart cherry that's sitting on my tongue right now. I like it.
Oh,
Mikey likes it. Thank you, Messenger.
Yeah, I think this beer is really cool. This is quite the treat. I almost feels like we're celebrating something.
Oh, are we?
I don't know.
Did you skip ahead to this part of the podcast to get to the message? That's bad of you.
That is bad of you because we just like faked our way through talking about Gooses. I know Todd's going to listen to this and is going to be like, let me tell you about Dre Fontaine. Let me tell you about Goose. This is one of his favorite breweries.
Okay.
And so I've been lucky enough to have...
if you skipped ahead, go back and listen, okay?
I've been lucky,
don't be that guy.
I've been lucky enough to have a couple of Dre Fontaines with him. And so it's always really fun because he's been here before and stuff like that because he's kind of toured all over Europe. And he'll just talk to me about Gooses and about this brewery and about other breweries and just Belgian styles and lambics and this stuff. And I just kind of listen. It's quite nice. So I'm excited to get together with him and hear his opinions.
Okay. We are celebrating something today.
We are.
We are about air cheers.
Two-thirds of the way through this 2014 Oud Goose from Dre Fontaine.
We are. Let's take another sip.
Ooh. Smells so good, too.
I enjoy this beer.
I like this beer a lot. Whoa.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. We are about 1 week away from our 2-year anniversary of doing this podcast, which is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah!
Last week was episode 100. I feel like we kind of just ignored that it was 100 because we didn't realize it until after we did it. So we've done 100 stupid episodes of this podcast. And by stupid, I mean great episodes of this stupid podcast.
There you go. There you go.
That's better.
And because idiots can still do cool things, but it doesn't stop you from being an idiot.
Exactly. Yes, that's a great way to look at it.
Yep.
We have to thank all of you guys for listening to us throughout the last 2 years. It's been a ton of fun growing the podcast and interacting with you and finding more listeners and getting to experience cool things like the What's on the Hype box and going out to cool breweries and meeting a ton of cool people. And one of the benefits of that is for our 2-year anniversary, we are doing a beer collaboration with Barrelick Brewing.
Drink.
We're making a beer, or they're making a beer for us.
Yeah.
And with us. We would, if it wasn't COVID, we'd actually be there with them, like, helping in the process, but they're not allowing people into the brewery that don't work there.
Makes
which
sense.
I understand. But we met with Ben, Nick, and Eldon.
Yep.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
And we went to Nick's backyard and socially distanced, and we talked. And we told stories, and we drank, and we laughed. And we came up with a beer. So the release date is not set yet. It is going to be somewhere roughly before Labor Day.
Yeah,
late August.
Mid to late August.
Mid to late August. The beer is called Beer of the Week. It is a West Coast IPA. There are Strata hops,
woo!
Patrick's choice. There are Mosaic hops, my choice, woo! And Simcoe hops to balance it all out. As we learn more about the beer, we will tell you more about the beer. But the plan is for Beer of the Week for a couple of weeks in a row. We're going to drink that beer and see how the flavors and the hops have changed each and every week. This is a step that I have not ever paid too close attention to, but really, really big craft beer drinkers have certain days after canning that they like the IPA the best.
Mm-hmm.
You said yours is 15?
So, yeah, mine tends to be about 15 days. It's something that I'm so excited for this project. And again, thank you to all the hard workers, and not just the brew staff and the sales staff, but like the bartenders and the people that work at both pubs. You guys are incredible, and we appreciate it. I've always been obsessed with this concept, but I never am smart enough to do it because the beer never sits in my fridge long enough, or do I necessarily have the access to the same batch all the time. But it's something that I got to do frequently with Breakside beer. You know, I know where the batch numbers are. I have easy access to it. So I'm able to kind of taste, for example, Wanderlust. Fresh Wanderlust, pretty good. Wanderlust at 15 days, amazing, in my opinion. I can just see how the hops can grow and kind of flourish a little bit. Sometimes a term, at least some we use, I don't know if other people use, when the beer is fresh, a hoppy beer, it can be considered a little green, meaning that it just is not quite fully blossomed. On the other hand, Breakside IPA fresh off the line is incredible to me. 15 days later, it's still great, but I love fresh Breakside IPA. But I like Wanderlust at 15 days.
So,
and that's like a kind of like a switch things. Like down at the brewery, Jacob loves Breakside IPA, prefers fresh Wanderlust. Ben, he loves all his beers, prefers fresh Breakside IPA over fresh Wanderlust. So it's like, just kind of depends on how hops talk to you. So I'm really excited to take this beer and focus on it week in, week out, and see how the Strata, Mosaic, Simcoe, how they all kind of live together and flourish.
I think part of what we discussed is what we wanted to do with the beer was kind of what we try to do with the podcast, is we're taking a journey of learning about craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us are, especially me, but I mean, I you're taking a journey as well and learning different styles and learning about all these things. And you, the listeners, are taking a journey with us. So if you guys purchase the beer, do it with us.
Yeah.
When you listen to the podcast, drink the beer. It'll be a couple of days off from when we recorded it, but you'll get to see how the hops change each week.
And we're only making one batch.
Yes.
So you never have to worry about it, you know, because like they make punk rock and dad beer all the time. So
yes.
You never know. I mean, if you buy it from the pub, you're probably getting the freshest stuff. But if you're buying it from a store, you might not know.
Yes. Are they putting this in stores? I don't know if we fully discussed that.
No, I think it's just going to be at the pub.
It's just going to be
at the pubs.
At the pubs and with their home delivery. So that's how you'll be able to get the beer when it comes out. But yeah, the whole point of it was, let's do something that is also a teaching experience about beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're trying to do on the podcast while, you know, diving between us being idiots and making jokes, is trying to teach people something about craft beer. So that's kind of the genesis of our beer. Is every week we're going to try it and see how it's changed. And if you guys want to do that with us, feel free. It'd be fun. It'd be a fun experiment.
I was a little hesitant at the name at first, and now I'm sold.
Yeah.
Beer of the Week.
Yeah. It fits.
West Coast IPA.
You know why? It fits, obviously, because it's the segment in our podcast. But to me, it fits because it makes it even sound more special.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you get the beer, it's like, oh, this is the beer of this week's beer.
Right. This week's beer. Yeah. You need this beer
Exactly. It's like you drink this beer now.
Yeah.
Drink this beer this week. So end of August, it's happening. We'll have a more certain date for you in the near future. But mid to late August, slightly before Labor Day, somewhere around then, Beer of the Week, Barrelick, Beers on Us collab, West Coast IPA is releasing. I am through the moon excited about this.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy 2-year anniversary to us. We talked about this as like a pipe dream a little bit. Like, do you want to try to do this for the 2-year? And then COVID hit and we were like, oh, well, probably not.
Yeah.
And then...
And one day I was just like, F it.
Yeah, you just...
I'm going to ask.
You just asked. And...
Yep. And some other people we were thinking about asking, and maybe we'll do that in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe this could be a fun thing that we do every year.
I would love that. But thank you to Barrelick so much. Thank you for hosting us, first of all. Thank you for being awesome people. Drink, drink, drink.
And drink some more.
And drink some more.
I had a very nice time at Nick's house.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Just kind of BSing with Nick and Eldon and Ben was there. Rick couldn't make it. I love Rick. But shout out to you because I know you'll do a lot of the heavy lifting on this beer too.
And walked away with four different woodworkers. I've only had one and it was the original because I'm like scared to touch the other three because they're so unique and, and delicious sounding. And I've had the original woodworker before. So I had that this weekend and I'm like, oh, but they got like a Mexican style one and they've got like a rum barrel aged one. And I'm like, oh my God.
I've got two of their originals in my cellar.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting on those.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit on these. I will drink them. I'm sitting on them out of like, I don't want to like, I want to enjoy it, but I'll get to them. It was a ton of fun. So thank you guys, Barrelick, so much. And keep an ear out. We'll be promoting it on the podcast. We'll be promoting it on the air on 1080 The Fan. We're going to be putting something up on the 1080thefan.com website as a promotion. And then Barrelick's going to be promoting it as well. So you'll see promotion for it.
Yep.
And we'll tell you when the release date is and when it's there. Go to Barrelick straight up and get it from them.
There's only going to be about 80 cases.
Yep.
It's a 10 barrel batch. You know, they said they're going to keep a little, maybe keep some kegs in house to pour at the pubs. The super secret beer garden is dope. If you haven't been there on their 11th Street location in Inner Southeast, I haven't been out to the Barley Pod in a long time. But I was at the 11th Street Super Secret Beer Club and it's awesome. It's super cool there. So if you don't get any cans or if you're feeling it's a nice day and you want to hang out, you'll be able to pick up some there. They'll have a little bit there, but most of it's going into cans. But, I mean, 80 cases isn't a lot.
Nope.
It's not a lot. So it'll go quickly. You know, if you want to do this with us, you might want to, you know, pick up a 4-pack for yourself and then pick up a 4-pack to do Beer of the Week.
Right.
Because I would say...
Or if you're good at delayed gratification, just pick up a 4-pack and do one each week
with us. Yeah, if you can do that. Yeah. I need to get a case. I'm going to get a case just for myself. Because
I've already had 300 people ask me for one and I'm like, whoa, I don't know how this is going. I don't know. How does that work?
Yeah.
It's like, it's our beer, but like people are like, hey, can I have one? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, go to Barrelick and pick it up. it'll be $30 a 4-pack. I'm gonna want to drink this just for funsies, you know, and I'll have to take some to my mom. And
My mom and dad said, can we have some? And I was like, you're in New Jersey, but yes.
And I'm just going to probably rip the labels off and paste them everywhere all over my apartment. Just have them
look
everywhere.
At my beer wall. It's literally my beer wall. Well, it's Barrelick's beer wall, but I'm involved in it. Look at me. I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
Oh, is that
look at
the
me.
Podcast with Mike Lynch? God, I love that guy.
So yeah, that's the big announcement. We're very, very excited about it.
And
we'll let you know more details.
I've never done anything like this.
Well, like, you don't need to say that about me. No, I haven't done anything like this.
So I
almost cursed.
I'm like, you know, I'm not scared or anything, but I'm just kind of like,
oh, there's like a there's a anxiousness to it.
Yeah, anxious is a great term.
Yeah, because we want the beer to be great, and we picked the hops because it's the two hops that we love the most, and we let Ben go make the recipe.
Yeah,
and very, very excited to taste it.
Yeah, I don't want to say that I'm cautiously optimistic because it sounds like something might go wrong on their end, which I don't think it will. But on my end, I want to be like, okay, you need to have two hats on, three hats. You need to make sure you are extremely thankful and you need to be able to enjoy this beer.
Yeah.
And not just be like, you know?
because you're a beer elitist snob?
No, it's not just that. It's just like... How can I best put this? I was an actor for a very long time, and I was a teacher as well, and I really enjoyed it, and I got to a point, and this was kind of part of what eventually led to my leaving the theater arts world, was I couldn't enjoy it anymore. It's like I couldn't sit in a theater and watch actors on a stage without critiquing.
Oh, I see.
Like I couldn't just sit back and watch it.
I actually kind of have that a little bit with sports radio.
Yeah.
I was never the biggest sports radio listener. I listened to it and I would enjoy it from time to time. But now you put a show on and all I'm doing is critiquing it. Mm. All I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's fine because it's not like a main source of entertainment for me normally. But it's just one of those things where I'm like, oh, that's a weird thing that you did there. Oh, I would have done this differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah.
But fortunately, I'm not a brewer. So there's that awesome aspect. Mm-hmm. And two, this is one of my favorite breweries in town.
It's one of the best breweries in town.
If not my favorite brewery in town.
And you don't have to worry about me having that problem because I'm just like hitting the candy store right now.
And I will be too. I'm thinking out loud. I'm overthinking it.
Yeah,
I'm doing classic Patrick Harris stuff right now that I'm going down the wormhole and I just need to stop.
Stop and smell the hops.
I'm going to keep drinking this Oud Goose.
I'm very excited because it's two of our favorite hops, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Strata, and I think you love Mosaic, too. Not to the level that I love it. But,
yeah.
So it's just, it's cool that it's like, these are the hops that we like a lot. And, you know, West Coast IPA, it makes sense. We both, we had this conversation of what kind of beer do you want to make?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was me in the discussion that said, think about it. What beer do we both get the most excited about when we have a great one? And
West Coast
said,
IPAs.
West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
Bitter West Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we love the Crispy Boy stuff and we like the ESBs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got our own styles. I love the BBA stouts and you love some of the Pilsner lager, like lighter beers that are not fully up my alley. And I was like, that's great. But what do we both get excited about? And it was that. And I was like, all right, that's what we're making.
Yeah, and Eldon and Nick looked at us too and said the same thing. They were like, especially Eldon, he was just like, because Nick was like, yeah, let's do crispy or an IPA. And Eldon was like, guys, it was like, okay, guys,
yeah.
Like, this is all fun.
It was like a father figure.
Yeah,
kind
it's
of
like,
thing.
This is all fun, guys, but just shut up. We're going to do an IPA. And I was like, okay.
You know we're doing a West Coast IPA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, are we really talking about what style of beer we're going to do? Yeah.
So we're very excited. We'll let you guys know more details about it. And, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Barrelick. Thank you, listeners. We love you. And we're going to finish the Oud Goose, which we're slightly letting get warm,
mm-hmm.
as said in the email. And we also have a beer of the week next from another box beer.
Yep.
So we'll get to that here on Beers on Us, almost 2-year anniversary.
Woo!
Collaborating with Barrelick Brewing to make a beer. We'll be back. Beer of the Week time here on Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. There's our Beer of the Week.
Nice.
It is one of the others from the Hype Box. It is the Bierstadt Helles Lager that we talked about 2 weeks ago. And it is the final can that was in the box. As we've got one more, I guess it was a Saison is the other sour, right? And then two BBA stouts in there as well.
The dark
Saison.
Well, that's not very fair. I'm going to drink more Dre Fontaine so you can have more Helles.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was a close enough pour, I thought.
Do you want more of this Dre
no,
Fontaine?
No, you can go for it.
All right. Just going to drink, 500 mils of this 750 milliliter bottle.
I had myself a little.
I'll give.
Ooh, I thought you were about to go. That was almost two curses for us.
I know. Well, I knew what I was doing, though.
Yeah. Well, I did, too. I stopped myself.
Okay.
But I wanted to say it really badly. That's what I wanted. All right. So, this is the Bierstadt Helles. What was the one that we had 2 weeks ago?
It was there. It's on the wall. Give me a second.
Oh, that's right. We put it up there.
Oh, the export.
Ah, that's right. Yes, the export lager.
We have a wall in the studio.
Yeah, we're like college kids.
Yeah, we have a wall in the studio, and it currently holds boxes to Pro Tools for a computer that's probably 20 years old, some random CDs, and a giant box of used floppy disks.
Yep.
The hard floppy disks. It's not that old. It's not the actual floppy disks.
Yeah.
But there is a giant box of floppy disks there. And the other day, I just moved a bunch of stuff around. For the last, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, we just have been putting all the cans we drink on the show up there.
Yep. And some bottles on the taller one down below as well.
The Dre Fontaine will go there.
Yeah. So far, we've gotten two full like bookshelf rows of cans.
The Bierstadt Helles will fill the second row.
Yeah. That'll be the final one of the two rows up there.
It dates back to the Brewery 26 episode. So it's COVID life. Those are COVID cans.
Was that the first one we put up
there? I think so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I think the Imaginary Creatures was an early one we put up there as well.
Because I think I'm going in snake order.
I see. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've built ourselves a little wall here. And when we get it more filled out, we'll take a picture and share it with you guys of some of the beers that we've had over the last couple of months. It's the COVID wall.
It's the COVID wall.
Very interesting.
COVID cans.
All right. So we got the Helles here from Bierstadt.
Ooh.
Already, I like
it
this.
It smells so good.
I already like this better than the export lager.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the style better than the export lager style. It does smell great.
Hot damn, that's a good beer.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And this one is 6-1, right? Canned, I checked on when I was bringing it into the studio. So yeah. It's almost 2 months old at this point. But that doesn't really matter what the hell is. It does say drink fresh on the can, though.
Yeah, everybody wants you to drink their beer fresh. Mm-hmm. 4.9%. It's so crisp and so bubbly.
It's a little lighter body than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the malt profile is probably a touch lighter
but
than normally.
But it's nice because it's really refreshing. That's two refreshing beers we've had today. That's very interesting.
# lager hard.
Okay.
That's what it says on the can.
Funny enough, by the
and
way.
And # Black Lives Matter.
The reason that we had the Oud Goose today, so I was tasked with putting the beer in the fridge yesterday.
I think I've told you three times.
Yep.
Three times to do it.
Yep. I, unlike Patrick Harris, do not write things on my hands, so I forget.
Now you probably should, because I write them on my hands, and I don't forget.
And I realized as I got home last night, oh, God, I forgot to put the beer in the fridge. So I called the engineer this morning, who I knew would be here. I was like, hey.
We have an engineer?
Yeah. Well, not we. The station does. Yeah.
I was making a joke.
I'm the engineer of the show. I'm the captain now. And
look at me.
I called him, and I was like, hey, I got a favor to ask. And I'm like, can you go put two beers in the fridge? He's like, I was like, there's four bottles in one can. Put the can in and pick any of the four you want. And he picked the Oud Goose, which is actually, it turned out to be a good celebration beer, right?
I'm pumped that he picked the Oud Goose.
I think he just picked it at random too, to be honest with you. And he walked in, he goes, what, one of the beers on the wall? I was like, no. And I was really
surprised he hasn't gotten mad at us.
I was nervous. I was like, oh God, he's going to make us take the beers off the wall. And he was like, oh, I got it. Okay. See you when you get in. He calls me Mikey. He's like, see when you get in, Mikey. I was like, okay, thank you. Came in, checked what it was. It was the Oud Goose and the Helles, which I knew the Helles would be in there. This is a great beer. It's super refreshing.
This is an awesome beer.
And it's less bready and body filled than a lot of the other Helles that we have, which I kind of like. I kind of like that it's lighter.
I think this is excellent. This is one of the better Helles.
Which surprises me because I like rich beers. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the better Helles I've ever had.
And you said you had this when you were there.
I can calmly say that. Yeah, I've had it when I was there, and I was absolutely blown away by it. I mean, I don't really know what to say.
What about this is, to you, better than other Helles you've had?
Well, I think there might be something that could just be a Bierstadt thing, and this might be something, and it could just be lining up with me, because I find, you know, which brewery do I drink the most of? I drink the most of Breakside Brewery. Just out of proximity, and it's part of my job, and I think our beer is really good. There's something about the crispness and carbonation of our beers that I have become accustomed to that not everybody does, for better or for worse. And this kind of reminds me of that. And so instantly it's like it's carbonation, it's crisp bubbliness is already a familiar thing on my palate, and seeing someone else's name on it is instantly going to excite me. Whether what I'm used to is the best or not the best, that's not what I'm trying to say. But my palate is so accustomed to that when I taste this, it just screams, hello, hi. And
it's a familiar flavor.
It's a familiar flavor. Yeah. It's like when you walk into your mom's house and you smell and you're like, oh, I'm home.
Right.
It's like, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So that's where I first start off in liking this beer. I think the body is really great. I'm with you that it's a little less maltier or a little lighter, as you said. I think it's a little less maltier, but it's just so bright.
It's very crushable, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dangerously crushable because you take a sip and it's just like sitting outside on a 75, 80 degree day and just drinking a Helles lager.
It finishes,
looking at some water.
Yeah, it finishes really smooth.
Yep. It smells, the smell is not overpowering. A little floral on the nose, tiny bit. And yeah, a solid beer.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, this box has been spectacular so far.
Well, now we have to move the box because somebody knows.
I suppose. I mean, it's a person I trusted, which is why I told them to come get the beer. Yeah. But yeah.
You don't think they'd steal anything?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just being scared and protective.
I also know
our child.
Who knows it? So
I know. Well, it's just, it's this box that just looks like another piece of garbage that's in this room. So no one's going to be like, if I open something and I see something important, someone's going to make me have to do something with it. So I'm just going to ignore everything in this room. You know what I mean? Like these papers, like these old CDs of Primetime. Like, what the hell are they doing here? People are like, if I move them, someone's going to ask me where I moved them and be pissed. So I'm just going to leave them there.
I don't think that's true, but for the box, that's probably a good thought. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't touch it. Just don't, whatever's down there, just leave it there for other people to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our beer of the week. It is the Bierstadt Helles.
I mean, we use an old Mac computer as the doorstop.
We do. Guys.
Like, you kick it. I watch you guys move it with your feet.
Radio life. Okay. Radio life. Old studio. Radio life. The board in here is about 3,000 years old.
You can tell you're full-time radio and I am part-time radio because I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, don't worry about it.
You're like, oh, there's CDs there. I was like, I never even saw it.
Yeah, what's a CD?
it's like completely just blind to me at this point. I'm like, there's nothing on those shelves because it's true. That's literally nothing. Nothing matters on those shelves.
There is no spoon.
John Cena doesn't exist. There you go. I got him with a little wrestling humor.
You got me.
Ha
ha. I threw the hand in the face.
Yeah, you did. For all the podcast people that could see that. Yeah. It was very, very funny. Okay. So that's gonna do it for us this week. Again, we're so thankful and through the moon that we're getting to do a collab with Barrelick on a beer. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to share it with you guys. Again, we'll give you more details as we get more details. We got three more beers in the hype box, and we'll be figuring it out. I might do a quick hit next week because Patrick is on vacation next week.
Oh, yeah, amigo vacay. No one find me.
So we are going to do probably a quick hit episode, maybe with another of the hype box beers and just drink it for 20 minutes with you guys early next week. I'll still release it on Thursday because I'll be here. But and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
But we are about to hit our 2-year anniversary, so thank you guys so much.
A lot of places are open.
I'm getting to the point now where I think it's about time that we start getting back out there. We were supposed to go to Great Notion. We were supposed to go to Occidental. We were supposed to go to Wayfinder. Not Wayfinder. Ruse.
Oh, I was at Wayfinder, too. I forgot about that. Their outdoor setup is nice.
We've been to Wayfinder once before. Yeah. Not to talk to them. I'd like to go there to talk to them at some point as well. But yeah, those were three that were in the dock before COVID hit. So yeah, we got lots of stuff. Obviously, we got lots of plans. Wink, wink. Coming up as we keep moving forward as well. So very, very excited to be here and love doing it. And we love you guys. So thank you.
Traces.
Is that the last Traces?
No, it's not.
One more Traces?
What? This is 101. 105 would be our 2-year. 52 and 52.
Traces.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.